Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Right Thinking. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Set your hearts on things above, not on earthly things. When we read those words that Paul wrote to the church at Colossae, we think it's impossible for us to always have our hearts thinking about one thing when we are going through so many other things in our life. I think what the great apostle was trying to communicate is that basically we need to focus our attention on those things that are pleasing to the Lord. Thinking about spiritual things, even when we're going about our normal activities of the day. What is the cut of our sail, we might say? What is the direction we're heading? Oh, there are going to be bumps in the road, there are going to be turns, and there are going to be difficult situations. But when we have the spiritual thinking that God wants us to have, it means that we are setting our hearts on things above, not on the things of this earth. Our home is really not going to be eternally here on earth. It's going to be eternally with the Lord in the heavens that He creates for us. Right thinking means that we need to realize that at this earth, this world is not our home. We're merely passing through. Now, as we pass through this wilderness of humanity, this wilderness of the things of the world, we need to recognize that we have a purpose, a divine purpose. Our life should radiate and reflect the beauty of Jesus. We need to have right thinking. We need to stop and say, am I living in a way that is pleasing to the Lord? Do the things that I focus my attention on have eternal value rather than just earthly value? Right thinking means that we need to recognize that this world will pass away, but the things of the Spirit of God will never pass away. Get right thinking in your mind. Set your hearts on things above, not on earthly things. Heavenly Father, as we focused our attention upon you, I pray that our lives might be a reflection of the love of Jesus. And as you have loved us enough to come into the world and die for us, I pray that we might live for you with open hearts, open arms, eager to reach out to those who are lost, eager to help those who are struggling, eager to be a true witness for you. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.